Hi, I'm Ryan Haver. I'm a senior at Governor Mifflin. During my time here, I was the football manager. I was also the wrestling manager, and I'm currently our class president.
Well, Mr. President, that's how I'll address you the rest of the way. Let's start with the managing football and wrestling. A lot of times people look at the team manager and say, well, it's somebody who's maybe not good enough to be an athlete, but they want to be involved. You're an athlete, and you've got a long history of being an athlete. You transition into being a manager. Explain that.
When I was in 9th grade, I really wasn't all too big, and like football playing it wasn't like that fun anymore. So I still respected the game. So what I liked to do was become a manager. So I talked to our head football coach at the time, which was Coach Lang, and he thought it was a great idea. I introduced the idea, hey, like I want to be a manager, and it just started to snowball, and once we got into summer football, that's when it really started for me, and I got to meet all the guys. Even though I grew up with some of them, I got to meet new friends, and it was just a great time.
You are also the wrestling manager, which I'll touch on, but being a former football player, then becoming a manager, did you see the game a little differently? And did you see it maybe as a coach sees it?
I got to coach youth football and middle school football in my time here, so I got to look at the game from a different standpoint than from when I was on the field, because like when you're on the field, you're focused on your job so that you can help contribute to your team. Now, from a different standpoint, as a coach, you gotta like look and oversee everybody that's on the field, so that's how like the different standpoints worked for me.
You heard that correctly. He is coaching. He's a senior here at Governor Mifflin. He's an outstanding student, but you're coaching at middle school already. You have to explain that to the audience.
Yeah, so when I was going into the summer before my junior year, we were short junior high assistant coaches, and I was still the manager here of our high school football team. And Coach Lang, he came up to me one day and he was like, hey, like, how would you like to be an assistant coach with the junior high football team? And I thought it was a great idea because it was a step in the right direction for me because I love coaching. I'll work with any kids you give me in front of me. And it was just, again, a great time. I'm glad I got to do it. And hopefully I get to coach at a higher level someday.
Did the young kids look at you awkwardly and say, who's this? Or were you accepted as a coach right away in the middle school level?
I was accepted as a coach pretty much right away because I got to work with the same kids that I did in youth football for a while, and also they like me because like it's pretty much talking to like another peer just a couple years older versus just a coach that's maybe perhaps getting mad at them or trying to correct them all the time. It's pretty much talking to like maybe like an older sibling, if you will.
How do you pick up the wrestling manager position?
So wrestling I actually did before football managing. So in 8th grade, I had a coach. His name was Steve Hagley. He was a long-term sub over at the junior high building. And what happened was he was looking for managers for the wrestling team. So I went home, I talked to my mom, and I even talked to my grandmother about it because my grandmother used to sell tickets for the wrestling matches, so she thought it was a great idea. And then my mom, she did it for Coach Voigt, who is still our head coach now, back when she was in school. So she thought it was a great idea. So I replied to our coach. I was like, absolutely, I'll do it.
Christine Shaler wrote this about you, and I'm assuming that's one of your teachers, or who is that?
She is our class officer advisor, and I had her for U.S. history in 9th grade.
She wrote about you that you have stepped up to the plate, not only helping in fundraisers for the class, but actively organizing fun events for seniors, such as the Powder Puff game and the class trip and the senior picnic. Which brings me to my next point, class president, something you wanted?
Yeah, so for class president, like we actually have the Powder Puff game tonight, and I just wanted everyone to have fun our senior year because, like, in the past, like, we've had COVID and like all kinds of stuff that like were kind of setbacks for like having fun in school. And I just wanted to make senior year the most memorable like moments possible. And I wanted to like just have a great time with everyone for our last year being here. That's why like Powderpuff, it was great in the fall, so I decided we were going to do it again, but I wanted to include everybody. So now we have the sophomores doing it, and the winner will play my team this Friday night. And then I also organized a class trip because we haven't had many real class trips throughout high school. And then we also have a senior fun day where we have all kinds of food trucks coming, and it's going to be like a big picnic in our stadium. It's going to be great.
Ryan Hafer is an outstanding student here at Governor Mifflin. Without saying the word once or reading it anywhere in your bios or what the others have written about you, I'm hearing leader. Do you feel that's part of your personality?
Yeah, because I feel like in certain situations, like, if somebody doesn't do it, like, it should be me. Like, I feel like I like to step up to the plate a lot, maybe perhaps sometimes more than I should, but I feel like if no one else does it, it should be me. And it's always, like, I just feel like it's my role in this place at school.
East Stroudsburg is your destination. You're going to study. You're going to be a gym teacher. Is that incorrect now?
No, it's not. My goal, like, I like working with kids, and like, yes, phys ed teachers don't have much like career path like shaping, but also like I like to build character. So I like, as a teacher, I would like to like shape how kids are and like get them ready for the real world when they go out and have to shake someone's hand and do an interview like this when I'm sitting down with someone. And I also like, I want them to have a good time just like I did throughout high school. And while I'm doing that, I'd also like to coach football too. And like, I would like to run my own program someday if I possibly could.
You're getting ready to graduate. What memories are you going to take out of Governor Mifflin?
A lot, like Friday night football games. I'll never forget any game that I've had here, managing, coaching. I'll remember every single one of them. Just other things, like I get to speak at graduation next Friday. I have my own speech. I get to close out graduation, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
Toughest question I'm going to ask you. Are you, or at some point, will you be the head football coach of the Mustangs?
Possibly. I mean, it's very possible. If the time is right, I would gladly do it, especially being able to come home to my hometown here and be a football coach. That would be like a dream come true.
You want to do your introductory press conference right now?
Maybe not. But it would be fun once I would get to it.
A conversation with Ryan Hafer, Governor Mifflin's Berks and Beyond Outstanding Student.